Okay. We were talking. We finished Nadivos. The idea of Nadivos is an incredible idea. We finished it. We began our Arichas Apayim. I just want to summarize what we talked about. Nadivos. Nadivos is a recognition that everything I have in this world is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a lot of money. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave me the ability to make money. If I have different gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, some people have a koach hadibur, some people have great minds, some people have great singing voices, many gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people. And there is a very big difference how you look at those gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You look at it to me, I'll do it for me. Or I'll look at it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can use it. At the same time, because I view it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my thought has to be, how am I using it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a gift. For what? To build up my own ego? Or to, as a means to serve Him? That is medieval. When medieval comes, and it's in every gift. Of course, the biggest desire, probably, in the gift of money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you money. So, what is the purpose of that gift of money? First of all, you have to view it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then, it's not mine. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time a person eats, what does he say? Makes a bracha. Why? You think this piece of bread, you think this glass of milk, you think this steak, you think whatever it is, it's just there for you. No. It is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He wants you to recognize it belongs to Him before you use it. Nor says, one pasuk says, "Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Oras, Nosan, Levnei Oda." He gave it to us. The other pasuk says, "Hashem, Oras, from Lower Table, V'Yoshvifa." The entire world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Kan Lifnei Baruch Hu, Kan Lacha Baruch Hu. If you make a bracha, recognize that I'm accepting it as a gift from you, then I can't show the arts and not some of the world. If you don't, Hashem borrowed some lower table. And therefore, when I view it in that way, I'm not going to go crazy, or A, with my own ego, and B, I'm not going to go crazy, I have to use it for myself. The question is, how does this fit in with my Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Arichas Apayim, anger. So, Kedarko, over Bavram, tries to look at anger as a way of also understanding what attitudes does a human being have that cause him to be angry. We have Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik had these dreams. Yosef HaTzadik, having those dreams, thought they were a form of nevuah. as Nevuah, he had to share it with people. It's the nature of Nevuah, you share it. His brothers got jealous, or hated him. They thought he was just trying, this was his unlimited gaiva. They maybe saw, or they didn't see, they were jealous of his degree of superiority. And so they try to kill him, hold him to slavery. Now, if anyone had a right to be angry at anybody, he had a right to be angry at his brothers. After all, look what they tried to do to him. On the other hand, after Yaakov Avinu dies, see, and then how did they interpret that whole back and forth in Mitzrayim? Okay, Yosef is trying to punish us, he's making us crazy. They didn't understand what was motivating Yosef, and after Yaakov Avinu dies, they say, okay, now he's going to take the kum against us. And how does Yosef answer? Yosef answers with a very simple attitude. Yosef answers, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be in Mitzrayim. He wanted the all of us to be in Mitzrayim. It's a brisbane absurdum ki. The doab teda ki ger yazar chaber es lohem. Vodim v'inu also. But what did he do? How did he send us to Mitzrayim? So whatever happened to me was going to happen to me anyway. And my dreams that I had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me someday I'm going to be the ruler. It happened. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's planned. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange it? He used your bad midos of hating me as a way of getting me to this position I am today. But whatever happened to me would have happened to me anyway. Except you happen to have bad midos. So that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But between me, what happened is going to happen anyway. And therefore, why should I be angry? Because you have bad meters, that's your problem. That you acted improperly, that's your problem. What happened to me is going to happen anyway. The willingness to see and accept everything as a Yad Hashem and see it and feel it is a tremendous madrega. That's madrega of Yosef HaTzadik. So if I'm walking down the street and someone comes up and insults me and slaps me in the face, I can get angry at them. Says the Reverend, wait a second. What do I want to do? I accept it as that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then I said, listen, I had to be slapped in the face. This person has his bad midas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu used his bad midas and his bad behavior as a way of getting to something happened to me that had to happen to me anyway. The moment you view the world in such a way, lo sikam velo sitor. What is lo sikam velo sitor? Lo sikam velo sitor means you think the cause was him, not the cause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo sisna sachira b'vavach, because you think he's the one who did it to you. Not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that, that's the source of anger to people comes from a lack of accepting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. The things that happen to me because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen to me. That's the first thing. However, so he says, Lo Sikam Velo Sitor. What are the Gedorim of Lo Sikam Velo Sitor? Lo Sikam Velo Sitor can be Mitoch Kas. Or that, let's say, We have persons who wrote Seach. So the Pesach says, Maki from Meishmot Yumos, has to be killed. But it's not, but it is because of the fact that, he said, Nishama Anish Kifi Chovoso, Lo Mitoch Rischa, not out of anger, Lo Mitoch Hisrach, not from the emotion. Remember, Dregas Chassidus Gedolah. It has to be done in a totally dispassionate way, saying this person deserves a certain onish, and I have to act in a certain way. But you can accept it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean, let's say, last year we had a break-in in yeshiva. Someone came and said, so you can look at it, okay, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to have the money, He doesn't want me to have the money, Doesn't mean, but that does not mean at the same time you don't try to catch the ganav. These two things do not necessarily connect. Yes, you try to catch the ganav, you try to stop him from stealing. But on the other hand, to be willing to accept what happened, I have to accept it as an onesh mekadosh baruch. Now, there's another problem with kas. I'm trying to explain where kas comes from and what kas causes. Our kas may be they become gedola. A person is supposed to act in control of himself at all times. Bechira chashis. Repeated very often because he is so godly. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. That means, chirachoshes, the fact that I'm in control of myself and decide what to do and what not to do, what is the right thing to do and what the wrong thing to do, means take your life in your hands. Be in control of your life. Don't just react and react and react and react and react. That's what it means, Bechira Choshes, is a mitzvah. Most people go through life not taking their life in their hands. They become the victim of lots of different emotions. They become the victim of social pressures and the like. The mitzvah uvacharta b'chayim means take your life in your hands, take control of your life. Make sure you're in a position to control your decisions. Says. One of the problems with kas, A, he's already identified, it comes from people thinking they run the world rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. Number two, a person gets angry, loses control of himself, and can get drunk. Now he talks a very interesting way. Mamish kishikaron. There are different things that cause a person to lose their bechira chashis. Getting drunk, just despite the fact that it's being accepted, unfortunately, in certain twisted versions of Orthodox Judaism, says. Is wrong. First of all, it's a bitul asay of the asay of uvacharta b'chayim, being in control of yourself and control of your life. Every human being has to act with full control of himself at all times. Do anything that takes away his control, it's mevatel the idea of bechira chashis as being in control of your life. Now, you can do that with all sorts of types of behavior. You can do that with getting drunk on alcohol, getting high on drugs, or all sorts of things that... What is the problem with an addiction? Any addiction. That you lose control. You're not in control of your life. Some people are addicted... Many people are addicted to different things, but they're not in control of their life. Now, the fact that a person is an addict doesn't mean that he's all of a sudden he's potter because I'm not in control now. Every human being has the ability to be in control of his life. And if in certain things he does, he feels his lack of control, then his Bechira Chavshus at that point is take the steps to get control of your life. Now, certain emotions, jealousy, anger, can so possess a person that he also loses control of his life. And that says, and that is the same problem as getting drunk. Getting drunk because you took alcohol. Getting drunk because you took some other substance. Losing absolute control of yourself. Losing control, partial control of yourself. Number one. Number two, there's certain emotions, certain types of behavior called addictions. You lose control of yourself. Or there's certain emotions that can take control of a person. And then he loses his ability to be in control of himself. Being in control of oneself is part of the mitzvah b'chira chavshus. And doing things or letting your emotions control you so you cannot see with clarity to be in control of what you're doing, that is also a bitul essay of v'charta b'chaim. He says, v'ach hakdama zu, after he gave this hakdama, the cause of a lot of anger and the consequence of a lot of anger. The cause of a lack of true belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. And I guess the most potent example of that is the story of Yosef HaTzadik, how he dealt with his brothers. He was able to see whatever happened to me would have happened anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened to use their bad midos, and therefore, and that's the whole issue. But I have nothing personally against them. That's number one. Chaos comes when you think the person was in control of the situation. Because of that person, you ended up suffering a certain loss, etc. That is number one. The cause of chaos. And it's a result of chaos. That you lose control over your actions, that possesses your mind, and it gets you acting in ways that you shouldn't be acting. When Rambam talks in Hilchos Deos about chaos, he says, even though in other midos is a middle path, chaos is a very bad midah, you have to go ala kotzach. Sachak damazu. Nomar. Hakas hamaguna. What is the kas? Ein perushi odom koes below ilu hamo eres rogas. Umeiru ya richos apayim. O yichas odom elamishum ilu hamo eres rogas. No. He says it doesn't mean a person is not allowed to go. Some people are just angry at the world all the time. They meet his anger. That's not what I'm talking about. He says that people walk around angry at the world, and anger for any reason. He says, "Rach chasrei daz hamachisim losiba masbechus." Rakas hamagunahu avyusha kois odom mashetivo lechol, something that a person should be angry at. Varichas apayim hanal hamashubachas. What is varichas apayim? Shelo yichos odom afilu advarim ma'orechim. Even those things that only produce gas. Kamaz hilat zokin. You know, the person tried to get Hillel HaZaken angry. And he made a bet and couldn't get Hillel angry. Inyan ze yesh lo tchum nirchov. Says, we have to give it certain limits. Doesn't mean no matter what happens, you don't get angry. No. So what are the limits of what's mutter and what are the limits that are awesome? He says, there's small things and there are big things. And a person who's in control of himself and has to know that he's in control. To allow him to even be able to control those emotions and to be angry at certain things that are, deserve anger, and anger is the proper response. For instance, how do you get there and how do you decide when? Yargal Ogam is Nav Shola Rikhazapayim Ogvar Margis. He says, person, anytime he feels he's getting angry, anytime he feels he's getting angry, has to train himself, stop, no, think, control. And that takes training and a lot of hard emotional work. And it may be, he says, at the beginning, when you do that, you're not going to get angry at things you should get angry. But until you reach yourself in a position that you can control your anger, he says, then you have to force yourself not to get angry. V'lo yemah hechema, kamo shetziva shlamo, al tavayal baruchacho lichos. Lahar galatzma, you have to, every time you're about to get angry, he says, stop and think. Yachshav yizbon et hakas ma'alim et haseichel. It blocks out my seichel. Ubehed haseichel, and with a lack of seichel, you know, odom ka'aryeh, it just becomes an animal. It's Gemara Pesachim. He loses his chochmah. And that's first. Before you react, think. Train yourself to do that. Before you react, think. Now, number one. Then there's another. Called Koes Ki Ilu Oven Avodah Zarah. What does Kas have to do with Avodah Zarah? That goes to the previous thing. You think that there are other forces running this world besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then he says, what he's doing is, let's back up. Rambam writes in Parash Mishnayos, Rambam writes in Maror Nevuchim extensively, a little bit in Mishnah Torah, that it's impossible for a person to have any understanding of Torah if, unless he gets two things under control. A, his taivus, and B, his midas. When a person is not in control of his taivus and not in control of his midas, then he's never going to be able to understand Torah in a proper sense. And therefore, as he's going and telling the person how I have to build myself, that's why he's now working very hard on midos before he gets to be Tochen Hashgacha Pratis. Person, think back in life, he says. When was the last time you got angry? When was the last, and stop and think, were you in control of yourself or not in control of yourself? Think through life. Don't just take life simply. Did you ever allow yourself, and what is example? Machmas v'sicho, as a result of anger. Something came out of your mouth that you shouldn't have come out of your mouth. Think back. Think what you did. And then say, okay, what happened to me? How am I going to control it? Making sure it doesn't happen again. That's the first step, he says. Alech ha'adas, derech ha'savonus, v'derech ha'anova, shutof ha'sein. Kaas goes together with Gaiva. It's interesting. Rambam writes in Hilchos Perek Beis, Hilchos Deos, there's a two midos there. You have to go to Kotzer Achron, Aran Nova, and Kaas. Why? First of all, what is person anava? Go back to what we said previously. Nidivus. How do you view the world? You view the world. It's mine. I made it. I achieved it. Look, I have the greatest brain in the world. I have the greatest singing voice in the world. I have the greatest koach hadibur in the world. I have more money than anybody else in the world. It's mine. It's me. And I'm a big person. Or to say, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this unbelievable gift, and how am I supposed to use it to serve me? When you view the world as being run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what you have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that sense of ego from all of these things recedes very much into the background. Then you're in control of yourself and can figure out, okay, if it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I use this gift for Him? If someone gives me a gift, and then I accept it as a gift from a person. Someone come to my house and say, "Oh, I'm a guest. I'd like to give you a gift." I say, "You'd like to give me a gift? Bring me a bottle of wine." I say, "Wine? Yeah. Thank God." And I pour the and right in front of him immediately, I pour the wine down the drain, down into the sink, down the drain. It means you haven't understood what it means. A person trying to give you something. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a gift. He gives you health. He gives you a strong body. He gave me a gift. So how am I supposed to use it? He gave me a gift. He expects me to use it, to appreciate it, and use it for the purpose that He gave it to me. That, when that happens, that produces anava. When that happens, you're more in control of yourself and your emotions and your attitudes. But it begins, that's number one, which goes back to Nidivus that I said. It goes back when he says Nakoma. And that produces Anov at the same sense. There are two ways of viewing the world. Me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says, Kol HaMizgar, anyone who has Gaiva, He's trying to push HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it. It's his ego against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And make sure what is dominating you, a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or a sense of the importance of your own ego. Okay? And then he goes on and mitzvah Hashem. We know next week we'll go through many more details. But he's beginning with a whole attitude, how to think about life.